one Christmas tradition from Ethiopia that didn't make it to America is the Ghana game. It's played much like field hockey, but only on Christmas Day. What's special about the game is that the social order is completely set aside on the field. Bosses play with their employees, landlords with tenants. You can yell at your superior, even hit him with the stick for this one day only. Stephen Nissenbaum is a Christmas historian. He says the reversal of power at Christmas also flourished in medieval England, where an early version of Christmas carols called wassails were sung during December just after the harvest.
This was a very rare time of plenty to eat, plenty to drink, and this is the very time when you've also got the new wine or the new beer, and plenty of leisure. It was a very combustible combination. People would just let go of their inhibitions, act out in ways that would have been unthinkable at any other time of year, and they would do it collectively. Poor folks, they would wander around the village singing wassails as they begged, and it wasn't just give me a drink, but give me the best stuff you've got. In other words, for the moment, we are of your social class. And in fact, because we're able to demand that of you, we're actually momentarily above you.
And what would be in it for the lord of the manor?
Well, you can say that that this ritual functioned as a kind of safety valve that allowed a year's worth of resentments on the part of the poor to be sort of symbolically taken care of by a day's handout. You might say that to keep intact what was really a very oppressive social order, that this was a rather small price for the wealthy to pay. We could probably say that in the 19th century, carols were and wassails were made into nicer versions of what they once had been. And so the nice part of the wassail or the carol was kept, the part where we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And what was dropped from those 19th century versions and the versions that we still have with us today was the threat that often accompanied them, that we wish you a Merry Christmas if you give us what we want, but if you don't give us what we want, we'll threaten you. We'll knock your door down, maybe to knock you down yourself.
Now bring us a figgy pudding. Now bring us a figgy pudding.
Historian Stephen Nissenbaum wrote The Battle for Christmas.